வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Thus, the great well-wisher of everyone, the Supreme Lord Rishabhdeva, instructed his own sons. Although they were perfectly educated and cultured, he instructed them just to set an example of how a father should instruct his sons before retiring from family life. Sannyasis, who are no longer bound by fruitive activity, and who have taken to devotional service, after all their material desires have been vanquished, also learn by these instructions. Lord Rishabhadeva instructed his 100 sons, of whom the eldest, Bharata, was a very advanced devotee and a follower of Vaishnavas. In order to rule the whole world, the Lord enthroned his eldest son on the royal seat. Thereafter, although still at home, Lord Rishabhadeva lived like a madman, naked and with disheveled hair. Then the Lord took the sacrificial fire within himself, and he left Brahmavarta to tour the whole world."
Evam anusasvatmajan tam anatishthan api lokanu sasanatham mahanubhava. Here the important point is about monarchy. There are different types of government, of which monarchy is the most prominent style, formerly everywhere all over the world. The monarchy was prevalent. Even up to date, some of the countries they are maintaining monarchy, but only in name, actually. The monarch has no power. So, monarchy is good so long the king is as ideal as Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhdev, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, Lord Ramchandra. That is the perfect type of monarch. We have description of Ram Rajya. We have got the word nowadays. They sometimes use Ram Rajya party, but without Ram. This is their policy. Where is that Ram? When Lord Ramchandra returned from the forest, his brother Bharat was ruling as a saintly person. But as soon as the eldest brother came back, he entreated that now you sit down on the throne. But he first of all tasted what kind of people in generally there are in the Ayodhya. So when he understood that all the citizens, they are strictly following the Varnashram Dharma, then he agreed to accept the throne. So both ways, the king should be ideal, as here it is, Paramahamsa, Mahanubhava. So and the prajas should be also strictly following varnasamtha. Then this world will be happy. Otherwise it is not possible. Not one-sided. The king is not good. Dethrone him, kill him, and some rascals and fools in the name of democracy, they occupy the seat. What benefit? The whole thing has to be changed. The prajas and the king. The advantage of democracy is there. By vote, you can elect somebody as president. One has to follow the principle, monarch, one man on the head of the government. It may be a monarch or it may be a president, it doesn't matter. But there must be one chief executive officer on the head. That you cannot avoid. That is essential. Therefore, if you do not have an ideal president or ideal king on the head, and the prajas also, the citizens, they do not follow the varnasam, then there cannot be any peace. The peace formula is given in the Bhagavad Gita, that bhuktaram jagvidavasam sarvalokamahisaram sridam sarvabhutana gyatya maam shantruchya. This is peaceful. People should know that he is ultimately the proprietor. We are claiming the proprietorship of this land, but we are not proprietor actually. Actually, the proprietor is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. He said, sarvalokamahesvara. Unfortunately, we are claiming God's property as our own. That means we are thieves. There is a United Nations to formulate peace of the world. But truly speaking, it is an assembly of thieves and rogues. How they can be peace? The people must be trained to know who is the proprietor. If the United Nations immediately accept that this whole planet is the property of God and we are simply sons of God, not only human beings but also the animals, the trees, the plants. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities, and Krishna claims, aham bijapadapita, I am the seed-giving father, and we, all living entities, we are sons of the Supreme Proprietor. Let us enjoy the father's property without encroaching upon other's share. Isavasam idam sarvam tena taktena bhunjita madhvida kasyasiddhanam. But they will not accept it. They will artificially create some assembly of rogues and thieves and pass resolution for 50 years, but no peace. They want to be united, but flags are increasing daily. We have seen in New York, the flags are increasing. Actually, during Maharaj Parikshit's time, there was one flag, and people were controlled by the Pandava king all over the world, and they were peaceful. During the battle of Kurukshetra, It was a family fight. So all the people of the world, they joined this side or that side. The Bharatvarsha means, under the name of Bharat Maharaj, is Mahanubhava, is not ordinary person. Bharatam, Param Bhagavatam, Bhagavajjana Parayana. Bhagavajjana, he is the follower of devotees, Bhagavajjana. Bhagavajjana and Harijana, the same thing. Hari means Bhagavan, and here it is stated Bhagavajjana. And Harijana, the same thing. But nowadays, Harijana means if somebody comes and presents himself as Harijana, immediately we understand he must be a chamar or bhangi. So this is the position. Harijan means persons like Narada, Vyasa, Asita, like that, the personal servant of Krishna by rubber stamp, Harijan. In Bengali it is said, Kana chele nam poddolocho. One son is blind and the father has given the name lotus eye. That you can do out of affection. A blind child you can call lotus eye, that is your business. But lotus eye means something else. Very beautiful eyes, then you can say lotus eye. So this is going on. I want some political ends, so I stamp the chamars and bhangis as Harijan. That you can call for your political purpose. But Harijan does not mean that. Here it is, an example of Harijan. Param Bhagavatam. Param Bhagavatam means the highest stage of devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and then Uttam Adhikari. He is Param Bhagavatam. He has no enemy. Kanishtha Adhikari, he worships the deity, but he does not know how to do good to others. Neither he knows who is devote. In the Kanishtha Adhikari, in the lower stage of devotional service, one cannot distinguish. But he should be engaged fully in deity worship, so that gradually he developed his Mahabhagavata stage. And Madhyama Adhikari means he knows how to make others Harijan, devotees. Ishare tadadhineshu varisheshu disasucha prema maitri kripa upekha jakarati samad. He not only worship the deity wholeheartedly, that is prema, ishare prema. But beyond that, tadadhineshu, he knows how to respect the devotee. Tadadhineshu, ishara adhineshu, that means other devotees. Then he becomes Madhyama Adhikari. If he simply takes care of the deity worship, and if he does not offer respectful behavior to another devotee, he is Kanishtha Adhikari. He is in the lower stage. So, Ishare tadadhineshu, he must see that here is a devotee. He must have power to see that here is a devotee. So, how to deal with devotee? Maitri, to make friends with him. Ishare prem and to the devotee friends, not with others' friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, when he was asked by a grihastha devotee how to behave like a Vaishnava, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava, he immediately answered that the standard Vaishnavism is asasanga tyagi vaishnavas. He must give up the company of asat, non-duals. Asato ma sadgama. Don't associate with non-duals. If you want to make progress, don't associate. Associate does not mean to talk with a non-devotee is association. No. That we have to do as gentleman, as devotee, with them. But not intimately. Associate means dadati pratigindati bhumti bhujayati saiva ujjam akhati pichyati. These are intimate relationships. Dealing. Giving something to your friend, accepting something from your friend, feeding your friend, accept food from him, and disclose your mind to your friend, and understand his mind. Sarabhidha priti lakshana. So, with devotee, we should deal in six ways. Sarabhidha priti. Ishare prema. Tadvineshu maitri, this is friendly behavior. And kripa, Bali says, those who are innocent, does not know what is God or what is our relationship with Him, but they are not atheists. They do not know. To such persons, kripa, daya, Ishare-tadadhineshu varishishu. And there is a class, bishop, surad-bishop. Simply atheist, as soon as they hear the name of God, Krishna, they become angry. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Innocent child, 5 years old, Prahlad Maharaj, because he learned from Narad Muni, even from the womb of his mother, how to become a devotee, and from the birth he was a devotee, and his father did not like Hiranyakashipu. Not only did not like, he was prepared to kill his child in so many ways. That is atheism. Atheists are so much averse, suradvishu. They are envious. So to such person, the Madhyamadhikari cannot preach because it is useless waste of time. If one is innocent but not envious, we can preach there. That will be fruitful. If you go to an atheist and you go on speaking, he will never accept it. See, don't waste your time in that way. That is nama pura. But because we have not so much power that we can convert an atheist to become theist, a devotee of God. That requires special power. So, Mahabhagat means he is above the Madhyamadhikari. He does not see anyone non-devote. He sees everyone devote. He sees all living entities existing in Krishna, and he sees Krishna is living within the heart of everyone. That is Mahabhava. What is that verse? Sadvas, mai pasyati, yuvamān. He is Mahabhava. He is broad vision, everything. Maya tadamidam sadvam. In everything, he sees Krishna. Krishna's hand. Krishna's energy. Actually, that is the fact. What is this microphone? This is also Krishna. Because, what is this? This is made of this material, gross matter. Bhumi-rapa-nalo-vāyu-bhaṅga-mano-buddhi. The bhumi from earth, the iron comes, the aluminium comes, the wood comes. So this is combination of bhumi, rapa, analova, Krishna's energy. Therefore it is Krishna. So Shakti, Shakti Mato, Aveda. There is no difference between Shakti and Shakti Mata. Shakti Mata is Krishna, and Shakti, the manifestation of his energy, gross energy. Prakriti may bhinna astoda. Bhinna, just like I am speaking, this is recorded in the tape recorder, but when replay, you'll find that I am speaking, but I am not there. Bhinna prakriti astoda. This is bhinna. Originally coming from Krishna, but it is an energy where you cannot find Krishna directly. But it is Krishna's energy. The Mahabhagavata knows that. That although this material world is a world of forgetfulness of Krishna, material world means when you forget Krishna. Here you will find 7% people have forgotten Krishna. They do not care to know Krishna, neither they have got any relationship with Krishna. Therefore it is material world. Here, the nature is how to forget Krishna. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishavapatisha, Vipadjaya Smriti. That is called Maya. Maya means Vipadjaya Smriti. Everything is in relationship with God. But he, the rascal atheist, he will say, Jagadahu Anishwaram. There is no Ishwar. This is material. This is material world. Forgetfulness. Vipadjaya Smriti. So, the devotee's business is how to enlighten him to come to the point of Krishna consciousness. Real smriti. So this is Krishna consciousness movement means it is an endeavor to bring the rascals and fools and atheists to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The most important welfare activities in the human society. So that Bharat Maharaj was therefore, he had the power to control how to bring the citizens to Krishna consciousness. Therefore he was selected to become the king, not a rascal by vote and come to the become president and he become happy. That is impossible. Thank you.